Five the Roar.
I will do anything it takes to win.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Nissan of Anderson, home with a lifetime warranty. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Certified pre-owned right now. They've got the used cars to fit anybody's budget. They have a little section of the cars under $10,000. You can get a quick quote on there. Their new vehicle inventory is amazing. Right now you're talking about 462 different vehicles on their lot. What a great looking dealership they have there. To find out more, you can go online. You can chat with someone online to answer your questions for you. You can search by payment. You can schedule test drives, schedule some maintenance. You can search every single car, look at every picture of every single car in the lot. You're going to love it. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty for great deals all summer long. I'm looking at a 2019 Versa right now. With payments as low as $183 a month. Can't beat that. Sell price of $1,000 off, basically. You're going to love it. It's our great friends over at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I just pulled up ESPN.com.
Uh-huh.
And one of the first things on the page is India, Pakistan produce electric atmosphere in Manchester. Right? They're playing cricket, I guess. The West Indies and Bangladesh are playing right now. They have live scoring.
Right.
The 23rd match.
Right. What do you mean the 23rd match?
I'm just reading what it says. I'm going to read what this says, and I want you to tell me what the heck it means.
Okay.
210/3, parentheses, 35.6/50 OV, in parentheses.
Okay. Oh, it just changed. Now it's 36 over 50 OV. 210 over 3, 36 over 50 V. That's 36 out of 50 outs that you get or something like that.
Is that right?
Yeah. And right now they're winning 210-3. The West Indies is beating Bangladesh. And they've got 36 out of 50 outs so far.
Do we have any cricket aficionados that can
confirm that? I like the idea of cricket. I don't understand the rules at all, but I'd like to know more about it. The 35 to 50 overs, it says. That means like innings. I think an over is basically like an inning. I'd like to know more about cricket. By the way, this is the ICC Cricket World Cup. Would you rather watch the Cricket World Cup or yesterday Pro Lacrosse Chrome versus Atlas, the Boston Boost track event, or Major League Rugby, the Seattle Seawolves versus the San Diego Legion that was on yesterday rather than golf?
Cricket.
I like cricket. I like rugby sevens, by the way. I can see me do some of that.
They're doing live, like, commentary, like writing it, if you clicked on it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm looking at.
What does it say? Give me one.
Mohamed Safuddin, I'm sorry, I'm going to mispronounce your name, to Hetmyer, 6 runs, length ball, and he has got a hold of this too. Smacks us deep into the mid wicket fence, high and long enough. West Indies are getting a move on here.
Of course they are. The thing is, you can try, but you can't stop the West Indies.
Are they winning?
The power. I don't know. I think they're winning 213-3.
Are they?
I think. Isn't that what that is?
I don't know.
We have no idea.
Did you click on it, like, to see all this?
No.
Click on it. Go click on it. To see the live scoring and just scroll through. There's like these pie charts that are happening on the right side. What am I like pie charts looking at? We got K zones.
I get K zones. Pie charts are nice. How about do you have the what's the
this is legitimately another language.
Sure it is. Texas said there's a really cool cricket documentary on Netflix, so you can learn more about it. I'd like to learn more about it, but I don't want to put the time in to learn more about it.
What are partnerships?
I'll be honest with you, buddy. This is an example of two or three things happening. Texas said, I watched cornhole yesterday. Whew. That's hard watch. I'd rather watch cricket than cornhole. This is what I get right here. Texas said, I love watching cricket. I have no idea what the hell's going on, but I love it. And I agree with that. This is an example of something that happens oftentimes in my life, Zach. I have somewhat of a mild interest in something, but either A, I'm too lazy, or B, I'm too busy to really invest what I need to invest and learn more about it. Make sense?
Yes.
I think that's one of the most common things we do in this world now. Or either or you just have total apathy, you don't care anything about it. I would like to know more about cricket, but am I willing to invest a few hours of watching documentaries on or reading rules about it? Whatever? Nah, not really. In theory, I'd like to learn more about it. In practice, not really going to invest that time into it. Now, what rather think about Trevor Lawrence?
Would you go to a match?
I would go to a match. Yes.
Would you go to a what is it called? A cricket ICC Cricket World Cup match?
Put it this way. If we had like a big international event in my hometown, like here, and I could get like traffic wouldn't be an issue, weather wouldn't be an issue, and I could sit back and watch it a little bit, somebody explain it to me a little bit, whatever, I'd take an afternoon to go over and watch it. You?
I mean, listen, when the West Indies and Bangladesh get together.
You can throw the record books out.
You can throw it
out. I just tell you right now, the record books out.
That's going to be one for the ages.
Yeah. Finishing up our discussion from last hour, we spent a whole hour on Clemson baseball and the...
I got to get away from this.
Academic Common Marketplace. You got to get away from cricket?
Yeah, I had an X out of it. I was getting a headache.
Texas said, the black cloud hanging over college baseball programs is Title IX. Baseball's unfairly penalized while women get full rides. Title IX isn't going away. The only way to get full scholarships to baseball is to shut down other men's programs that no one cares about, track, swimming, tennis, etc. The texture's not wrong there. And I'll ask you the question, Mr. Or 24. Are you willing to shut down other programs? Now, I want to be fair because I know that coaches in our cross-country coaches, our track coaches, our soccer coaches, our tennis coaches, our baseball, basketball, football, I know they listen. And I know we have sons and daughters out there that are doing it. But as far as the men's programs right now, I don't want to know specifically which ones. Here are men's programs we have. Baseball, basketball, cross country, football, golf, soccer, tennis, and track and field. We only have 8 men's programs here. Are you willing to drop a program in order to have more? Now, again, that doesn't mean you're going to get more in baseball here. We're fully funded in all of our sports, which not all programs are. But... That would mean
I'm not willing to drop one.
Huh?
I'm not willing to drop one.
But on the other side of it, let me see the NCAA. Bear with me 1 second here. NCAA men's sports. Because there's sports out there that they play that I would not want, that I wouldn't mind seeing drop for more baseball scholarships. But they're not going to do this. We have fall men's sports. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Men's, women's, cross country. Can we make it illegal if Clemson has it for us to say we'll drop it because the coaches are listening? We can't talk about it. We have that. Men's, women's, soccer.
Cross country. Here we go, guys. Good luck.
All right. How about this?
There they go. See them in an hour.
They're in the woods. They'll be right back. Be right back now. men's water polo.
Is that funded?
Yeah. Across the country, yes.
It's funded here?
No, we don't have a team here.
Say, okay.
But would you rather say more baseball scholarships, but take away water polo? I would. You understand the purpose? I'm not talking about at Clemson. I'm talking about adding all college baseball more than 11.7 by doing away with that.
I can understand that.
Okay. Men's and women's fencing? Can't take away women's. You got to leave women's. Can take away men's fencing?
Sure.
For baseball, of course we would. You wouldn't want to take away ice hockey?
No.
How about mixed rifle?
No. Yeah, you can take that away.
Swimming and diving. Spring sports. Lacrosse, you wouldn't want to do that.
Take away. I hate lacrosse.
Tennis. Why do you hate lacrosse?
I think it's stupid.
Really?
Yep.
How about beach volleyball? Men's and women's beach volleyball. Take away men's beach volleyball for more baseball scholarships.
Don't take away hockey. Don't take away. What was the other one I said? I don't think I said any other ones. Hockey, wrestling.
Here's what's truly, truly, truly sad.
What?
Through all this. Let me give you the number of scholarships by sport. That's not there anymore. Let me find it this way. Well, I just clicked on an article, scholarship limits, scholarship stats limits, and it took the article away. That we've forgotten America's pastime. 11.7, quite frankly, is just ridiculous. We need more than 11.7. Baseball ought to have 20. I think that'd be a good fair number. So here's what we currently have right now. All right, ready?
Yep.
Baseball 11.7. Do you know that cross country and track and field have more scholarships than baseball? Now you got more events.
Cross country's got what?
12.6. Fencing has 4.5. Golf 4.5. These are men's sports. Men's gymnastics have 6.3. Do you know that there's more scholarships available? The limit for scholarships is higher in lacrosse, 12.6, than it is baseball, 11.7. Rifle, 3.6. Skiing, that'd be downhill snow skiing, 6.3. Soccer, 9.9. Swimming and diving, 9.9. Tennis, 4.5. Volleyball, 4.5. Water polo, 4.5. Wrestling, 9.9. The women's sports Division I level, if you notice, all the women are equal numbers. The reason is you had to take a percentage off of the men's sports.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see no even numbers except for football, which is excluded from that. Well, not excluded from Title IX, but they just kept that number. And basketball, which, why is no basketball on that one? Anyway, archery, women's archery gets 5, badminton 6, bowling 5, cross country 18, equestrian 15, fencing 5. What are we doing? We give more money to women's equestrian and buy scholarships than men's baseball.
Well, you have to do the horse and the woman.
That's terrible. Women's field hockey has more scholarships than baseball. Let me just give you the sports that have more scholarships than men's baseball.
Okay.
Women's cross country and track and field, women's equestrian, women's field hockey, women's lacrosse, women's rowing, women's rugby, women's soccer, women's softball, women's squash, women's swimming and diving all have more scholarships than men's baseball or the baseball. Something's wrong with that, in my opinion. That's the crux of the issue. And then you get the funny money and all that going into it, so you can kind of see where you're at with all that.
What is your proposal to fix it then? You're going to do away with Title IX? You're going to fight that battle?
College baseball cannot fight Title IX.
Is Mickey Plowler going to fight Title IX?
No. You can't fight Title IX. You're not going to beat Title IX. And Title IX, in theory, is a really cool program. However, like a lot of government programs, in theory is one thing, in practice is a completely different deal. We're taking away scholarship opportunities for American athletes, American men and women athletes, because of Title IX. That's a proven fact. I've read that article to you many times on the show. With that said, my answer to it would be the Men's Baseball Coaches Association has to get together and fight for more scholarships and fight for equality in scholarships. It is not fair. That's it.
It's not going to happen. You got, if you're Corbin, we've just been using this because it's convenient and people know the name.
Yeah.
You're Corbin and Vandy.
Yeah.
You're sitting pretty.
Yeah.
You got plenty of money to go around for all the guys you want to recruit.
30 scholarships.
From 50 different states.
Yep. Have you noticed?
Why on earth would you go and put your neck on the line so your competitors can level the playing field for you?
You wouldn't.
Absolutely not.
If you notice how many Vanderbilt people turn down first round money and second round money and third round money, you get a $73,000 education for free. You're going to be drafted in 3 rounds anyway. I mean, 3 years anyway. You get 3 years into Vanderbilt's program. You always come back and get your degree. And you'll be drafted higher maybe the next time around. Vanderbilt makes sense. Or, and they go for free there, or you go to Clemson, pay $25,000 a year. Huh? I mean. This is a good text right here. Let me get this. Texter said, my son is a Division I baseball player in-state. They start second week of the fall and go all the way through December, practice and training, then play 53 games and go all for the summer to play 2 months straight out of college, since college season is over. Yeah, I'd say that's a lot for a 25% scholarship. Got to be increasing scholarship numbers. Think about what parents are paying for these kids to play on these travel ball teams.
Don't play travel ball.
And then, like right now, they're going up now. A lot of they're going to Cape Cod, free housing, and they'll get, I don't think it's expensive. Maybe you got to get there or something like that. But I think that, like in the Cape Cod League, people put you up in their homes, and these communities pay for all this. I don't think that's expensive there. But, like my niece, gonna be a college golf scholarship person here at Clemson, and she's got to play in 15 events a year all over the country. Last year they played at Monterey, California. She couldn't go to San Diego because she made to Monterey, California. We're supposed to go to San Diego. They go down to Jupiter, go down a couple times a year, down to Florida, to Georgia, and to North Carolina, South Carolina. And those are hotel rooms for a week. Like right now, she's going to be in North Carolina for 3 days. Hotels, entry fees, equipment, all. I mean, it's expensive. There's no doubt about it. It's expensive.
Will she have a full ride at Clemson, or will it be partial?
Women, it won't be a full ride, no, because you only have, is it 5 scholarships for women's golf?
What do you have on the team? You only have 5 players for a tournament, don't you?
Yeah, but you carry about 8 or 9 on your thing. So it'd be, you know, with academic money and all that kind of stuff, it'd be fairly close. But anyway, it's tough, man. It's a tough deal. And nobody wants to talk about that. But anyway, 6.5 for women's golf, which helps out, no doubt. So it'll be close, hopefully. All right, Clemson is about to get a tight end commitment today. We'll tell you who he is. Also, get back to some of the golf stuff. And Zach Orr is a Scott Van Pelt fan concerning Clemson football. We'll tell you why after a short break. Hey, my friends at Trail want to talk to you about your next building and maybe just be part of their conversation. You know, maybe they won't build your building. Maybe they can't build your building. Maybe there's something out there that you're doing and they don't have the time or resources to do it. Maybe it makes more sense for somebody else to do it. But they just like to talk to you and see where you are and as far as helping you out. They're going to build, the building's going to be done on time and on budget. If you are, I don't know who else does it with the master builder approach out this way, but if you're building something right now, ask and inquire about why the master builder concept works. The one company, one contract does everything, and that way there's no going back and forth, and there's no delays, and there's no there's no upcharges, there's no change orders. One of the coolest pictures I've ever seen is Will showed me that in the construction, the joke is that the dinghy is named construction, but the big huge boat for the dinghy is change orders. That's where your run-ups start coming on. Think about Trail, where I had one of their field guys tell me that in 15 years, he's had like 12 change orders ever. It's unbelievable. Might have been 12, 15. But anyway, that's why it's on time and on budget. TRE-HEL.com. Find out more about their better building process and why it works. The 85% repeat clients are keep coming back to them. It's TRE-HEL.com. 800-319-7006. Scott Van Pelt is Zach Orr's ally about Clemson football and tight end stuff right after this.
Edwards Auto Sales and Ford Motor Company are serious about saving you money in the month of June. 2019 Ford Edge SEL, get up to $8,800 off MSRP. Take up to $7,700 off MSRP on our best-selling Ford Escape S, now for just $17,450. Visit our website or stop by the dealership to see how much you qualify for in Ford discounts. Remember, lower overhead, 57 years in business, and the home of no dealer fees always means savings. Come visit us and save 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard, Walhalla.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Up to $6,000 off on the Honda Pilot and the best lineup of SUVs rated by U.S. News. Hendrick Honda easily has over 500 new and used vehicles on the lot. Nobody can make your credit work better or get you more money for your trade. Come in this week and make sure to mention the Roar to receive your first 2 years of oil changes free with your new vehicle purchase. Visit them today at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway in Easley, just off Highway 123, and online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Oh no, what happened?
Power's out. No problem. Our propane generator will kick in. Hey neighbor, come in.
Wait, you have power.
Yes, thanks to our Blossman gas generator. Enjoy year-round comfort and independence with a propane home, even when the power goes out. Blossman Gas offers propane generators, cooktops, water heaters, gas logs, outdoor living products, and more. Take comfort in Blossman.
Here's the deal. Propane water heaters starting at $4.99, including standard installation. See stores for details.
Did you know that the Palmetto Farmers Market is held weekly in Williamson's historic Mineral Spring Park? Over a dozen vendors offer seasonal vegetables, fresh fruit, and more. You can even get local cheeses, meats, and honey. Come shop the Fresh Market from 4 until 7 p.m. on Thursdays now through August 29th to get your local produce. Also mark your calendars to visit the Homesteading Festival on September 14th. Shop local and eat fresh from the Farmers Market Thursdays from 4 until 7 p.m. now through August at Williamson's Mineral Spring Park.
Mickey Potter here. Did you know summer's hot and humid days lead to bacteria, dust, and allergens in your home? Call Zero Res to keep your family safe this summer. They clean everything from your carpets to area rugs, tile and grout, upholstery, and air ducts. Get three rooms of carpet clean for $129 and a free hallway when you mention my name. Call Zero Res for a free estimate at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
UFC lands in Greenville this Saturday. Hanato Moicano and the Korean Zombie square off. Plus, Funk versus Lineker and more. UFC Fight Night at Bond Secure Wellness Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Join me in being present at the birth of a great adventure.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around.
So you're going to Katichi with me today. That's going to be cool. Are you going to interest?
Well, then you threw in the meeting we have to go to beforehand.
Yeah. It's cool. You get to meet some great people and learn more about them and their businesses and more about the community over there and the things they want to do. And yeah, it's going to be really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Engineer sleep is something else I want to talk you into. Just go buy, buddy. Just go buy and test it out. You already had the pillow. Now you need the mattress.
Yeah. If they want to throw a wedding gift my way, I'm all about it. I'm up there.
How about if maybe the listeners of the show get together, chip in maybe, nope. And the list, you wouldn't take it?
No.
I thought you were all about handouts.
I'm about handouts.
Hey, Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Get in touch with them off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. They love you. They'd love for you to come by and just lay on their beds, see how you like them. You're going to love them. And you're going to love the fact that mattresses have big markups in the real world over there because it's in their factories right there and there's no middleman. There's no big, huge markup. You're paying wholesale prices. I love that. It's Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com. Texture wants to know, name the schools that have an advantage. Well, you have two different kinds of schools here. Number one is the southern schools all the Western schools have it as well. And again, just Google Academic Common Market and college baseball. The Greenville News has a good article up about it. With that said, the only school of the eight schools in the College World Series, the only school that does not have some sort of funny money is Florida State. But they don't need it because they do mostly in-state recruiting, and they have the Bright Future Scholar for the in-state kids that take away from that. Quickly, let me do this. FSU baseball roster. Let's take a see where how they recruit. And Florida, the University of Florida, the same thing. Is it a surprise that Florida's won a couple national championships or been very good?
No, sir.
Right. Here are Florida's hometowns, all right? I'm going to go through. This is Florida State. Florida State's hometowns. They're in the College World Series play tonight. Florida, 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 Georgia. That's one. Florida, 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 New Jersey. Where's Ewing, New Jersey? Oh, by the way, he went to Florida State, Northwest Florida State Junior College, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he moved. He might have established residency there. Won't count that one. So far, just one, and Warner Robins, Georgia. Florida, there's Atlanta. Florida, Florida, oh, no, Florida, 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 Florida. Colorado, North Carolina, that was Cal Raleigh. This is last year's roster. Cal Raleigh, his dad was a baseball coach. LaGrange, Georgia, that's four. Florida, Florida, Florida. So of their 35 players, 31 are from the state of Florida. Am I explaining this right, Zach? I got it in my head, but sometimes I don't know if I explain this right.
I think you're pretty clear with it.
Okay.
It's a complicated process, but I think you got it out there.
Okay.
In the last hour or so.
Let's look up University of Florida baseball roster because maybe
Florida.
Maybe and Florida did not make it to the World Series this year. There's one Illinois. I won't go all the Florida, 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 Florida. One Illinois. There's Spring Hill, Tennessee.
Love Spring Hill, Tennessee.
That's my getaway.
It's great.
Locust Grove, Georgia.
Great little town.
So the University of Florida has three players not from the state of Florida on its roster. And they're getting what is in the state of Florida, what is called the Bright Future Scholarships for in-state kids.
Is this, you said something about the lottery before?
Well, that's what, a lot of states do this, the lottery-based education system. Like here in South Carolina, we have it that in-state, you stay in-state, you get lottery money, it's called lottery money, whatever, but it's a scholarship that if you have a certain grade point average, a certain thing, you get some academic money, right?
Like that life scholarship?
Life scholarship, yes, yeah. Right, that thing. The different states call it their Hope Scholarship. Bright Scholarship, what is it?
But I think it's the Palmetto Scholarship.
Palmetto Scholarship, Life, Hope, whatever it is. But you get it doing that. The difference is that the state of South Carolina does not produce the number of baseball players that Florida does. So a kid can go to Florida for basically free, a few thousand dollars, or can come to Clemson for $25,000.
Yeah, we suck.
Florida State. How are you going to go into Florida and beat Florida and Florida State on players?
You're not.
How are you going to Georgia beat Georgia Tech on players?
You're not going to.
How are you going to North Carolina beat North Carolina? And I know Wake Forest has it as well. How are you going to beat it for players?
We'll beat Wake Forest in anything.
Wake Forest has Wake Forest soccer. And I've not talked to Mike Noonan about this, but I imagine I could. I don't know if he could comment on it. But Wake Forest is a national power in soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Wake Forest has needs-based scholarships and minority scholarships that are something. North Carolina has this as well. And you can't tell them you can't have minority scholarships, but look at the makeup that these kids are going to private schools. Michigan, look at Michigan's baseball makeup. Look at the color of Michigan's baseball team. Look at the color of Vanderbilt's baseball team. I mean, these are huge major advantages. I'm sorry, I don't want to be politically correct about them. I'm sorry, these are just the facts. And just how it makes it how difficult that it is here now without the Academic Common Market and without the endowment of those type of situations. It's not impossible. It is not impossible. I'm going to say it a million times. It's not impossible. You can still win here. But you can understand how it's not a level playing field and how Monty Lee's got a tough job, man. A tough job. All right, I want to get to this. You and Scott Van Pelt are brothers.
Because I retweeted him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How did it come up? Who started it? Where did it start from? Who's the original person? Give me the whole background on this whole tweet stuff.
Yeah, I'm just minding my business on Twitter over the weekend, and I see a tweet from Matt Connolly, who is a local Clemson beat writer.
State newspaper.
Yeah.
That's your golfing buddy.
We've played one round of golf. So
y'all, you played more grounds with Matt Connolly than me.
Matt Connolly's golf game is closer to my golf game, whereas you are on Jupiter compared to my golf game. And he was talking about Clemson and the literal Clemson narrative that has been built up in the last couple of years. And I believe he was responding to Van Pelt, who did a bit of a segment on his late night show on SportsCenter. And then there was this whole diatribe between Van Pelt and local Clemson guys. And it was fun to follow. And I retweeted something about Scott talking about Clemson and being little old Clemson and how it's ridiculous. It's not. This is a juggernaut, and they should own it. And it's a good thing to be where Clemson is, and stop trying to play this all shucks little old Clemson card.
Well,
and I couldn't agree more.
You know that we're always searching.
Sure.
For the chip.
Mm-hmm.
The disrespect chip. And now the Roy Bus chip.
The chip that's sitting in that magazine to your left. What's the preseason rankings according to that magazine?
Alabama 1, Clemson 2. That's a chip.
Yeah.
You got to be able to play that. Put it on your shoulder and try to play it. Speaking of Roy Philpott this week, 9-12.
Roy Philpott 9-12. How about that?
Can't wait, man.
Gang's back together.
Can't wait.
Roy and Ben.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Now, Clemson is set to get, let me make sure I'm going to get all the information up here if I can. Clemson is now set to get a football commitment today. We've been very quiet for the past couple of weeks, but the Tigers today will get 3-star, soon to be 4-star, tight end from Lincoln High School in Tallahassee, Florida, Sage Enos, 6'4", 225-pounder, who chose Clemson, or who will choose Clemson today, we believe, over
Can he play in September?
Florida State.
Can he play this September?
Oh, no. Now, he's going to play a position next year that Clemson doesn't have this year. So we'll see what comes out. Hey, did you give away the gun show tickets?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. So Sage Enos will commit to Clemson today over Florida State. This is one of those that a lot like Putnam and a lot like Tyler Davis in-state. This is in Tallahassee's backyard. This is a player that they want. But Clemson goes in and takes – this is another example of flexing your muscle a little bit. Would Clemson be able to go into Tallahassee, Florida – and get a player that Florida State wanted like this 5 years ago?
Yeah, even 5 years ago, no. Had they been recruiting him heavily throughout the whole process, or is this a late entrance?
No, they didn't offer him until about 2 weeks ago when he came to camp. Man, it is flexing your muscle, buddy. It is the best example I can tell you of just flexing your muscle. And it's happening, man. It is happening at great levels. They will still recruit Eric Gilbert, But they really couldn't find a national 5-star recruit, and this is the one of all the tight ends. Remember, Paul Strela told you this on Thursday. This is let's try out a bunch of different tight ends and see which ones we like. This is the one they liked most out of all of them. Moved, and they're going to get him today.
How about that?
It's crazy how they're able just to come in and do stuff like that. Hey, J-Dub checks in. This is interesting. J-Dub checks in and said, because of the academic comment marketplace, could this lead to more recruits from places like Ohio, the Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast, Midwest, California, as opposed to Georgia, Florida, North Carolina? Maybe the out-of-state tuition cost isn't as much a substantial difference from the boarding states in the South. Yeah, but they have the Western Exchange, what I understand, and other parts of the country that have this as well. And all those, you know, bigger schools, we told you where Michigan's in the College World Series right now. Now, their head coach, the guy that we're familiar with here, is a great, great coach, doing a great job there. But they do have needs-based and minority-based endowments at their school that make it a lot easier there. So the academic common market is a Southern thing, but there's other regions of the country that have that. I think the Greenville News calls it the Western Exchange. It's a great program. But I don't know why you do away with it except for you just don't like the cost of it, according to a school, right? The program says that you can go from another state and pay in-state tuition if a school has a major that is not offered in your area, and it helps keep away the, not duplication, but the repeating of same degrees all over the place.
I would be wildly interested in talking to someone at Clemson who knows why it was done away with.
I will tell you this in the past. We are looking at it from an athletic standpoint. We host a sports talk radio show. We're the flagship for Clemson Athletics.
Which is why I want to talk to somebody.
Right. But I'll tell you this. And as you know, we talked about it before, I am sure, I have not talked to him about it, but I am sure Dan Radakovich did not like doing away with it. I am sure that Monty Lee, and I've not talked to him about it, would like doing away with it. I'm sure I've not talked to C or LeCroy or any of Starbucks, any of the guys over there, but I'm sure, and I'm sure the parents of the students out there would not like doing it. But I tell you what, and I'm sure that Clemson didn't like losing his Collier kid who was committed to them, but is going to South Alabama, probably going to sound the Pittsburgh Pirates anyway, because of that. And I'm sure Clemson doesn't like losing players to Vanderbilt as a result of it. But somebody in the academic side of it will be able to give you an explanation for why they did it. And I would just think it had to be a cost issue. That when they got done, would you go, okay, I can kind of see why you did that now, right? There's two sides to every story, right?
Sure.
And somebody, the provost or the president or the board or somebody in Sykes, some of the financial number crunchers out there can show you a spreadsheet that said it costs us this much money. Beforehand, we weren't doing this. Now we're doing this. We don't like doing this. We're going to go back to this. There's a budget issue in there. There's something in there.
Yeah, it's a cost issue.
Yeah.
You got to close down the pool over there. Say the pinch the pennies over there right now.
I don't know.
They're closing down the Fike pool.
Did you use the Fike pool?
Yes.
You did?
Absolutely.
You swam in the Fike pool?
Mm-hmm.
I think you need a pool on campus somewhere.
I loved the Fike pool.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I think you need a pool on campus. I don't know. But again, there's again, somebody over there made a decision based upon some sort of cost of chlorine and chemicals and insurance. And I don't know. I don't know why they did it, but there's a reason for it. They just didn't arbitrarily say, we're going to screw the students over. We're going to take the pool away from them. That'll really show them. You know? There's a reason for it. I don't know what it is. They just figured that it wasn't worth the cost, I guess, right?
I guess so. What do I know?
I don't know. Two sides to every story.
Keep hitting me up for that donation, Clemson.
I just want to. Can I not get a pedestrian campus? That's all I want.
If you say that, nothing makes me angry. Nothing.
I love it. I had a long conversation with someone about it this weekend. I love it, man. Why do you get mad about that?
Nothing makes me angry.
Hey, there is a pool at Douthat Hills.
I haven't been to Douthat Hills.
I hadn't either. I didn't know this. Good job, man. Got to have a pool over there. See, there you go.
It's a lapse pool?
I don't know. I know one thing. They didn't have a 50-meter pool. We still have a swimming program. We got a 25-meter pool. Didn't have a swimming program. Don't know. Hey, let me tell you about Palmetto Dunes. And Palmetto Dunes, speaking of pools, they got plenty of pools. Palmetto Dunes got plenty of pools over this way. And you know, Zach, I've told you this before. I'm a pool guy. I'm not an ocean guy. I'm not getting in the ocean. But I'm going to get in the pools. It is time, men and women, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to start making your fall reservation plans. You can save 10% on home and villa rentals and receive $50 resort gift card on stays from September the 1st through October the 16th. You search online and reserve online. The promo code is PDFall2019. Palmetto Dunes, PDFall2019. Go ahead and make those reservations for that busy, busy fall season. Meredith and I are looking for something to do as a couple now and something to do as a family now. And pickleball, I'm going to try to talk her into pickleball. She still likes tennis. I'm going to try to talk her a little pickleball. See how that works out for us. It's the pickleball capital of the world, it seems like. Palmetto Dunes has so many great things going on. Get on her email list to find out more. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. The U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, we had five local players. Dustin Johnson shot 1 over par, tied for 35th. Kevin Kisner, 3 over par, tied for 49th. Kyle Stanley, 6 over par, tied for 65th. Lucas Glover shot 3 over the first 2 days and missed the cut. Sam Saunders shot 5 over the first 2 days and missed the cut. Not a great week for local players at the U.S. Open. They'll go to Connecticut this week, and we'll give you more about the Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Brought to you by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. Make the fall plans now. Go ahead and get in line now. Go ahead and get your reservations now for the fall and do it with great savings at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I'm being told now the Dothan Hills pools is about a foot deep. So it's a wading pool. Short break. We'll come back. Much more after this.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a two-piece dinner combo for just $5.55. Or bring a friend and get two for $10. Each combo includes a leg and a thigh, a biscuit, a fixin', and a legendary iced tea. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Are you all in? Show your love for the Tigers everywhere you go with your Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Clemson debit card today. Not a member? Visit RelaxJointFounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. So, be all in with your Clemson debit card and show your team spirit today. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for menu and more information.
Warm weather is on our horizon. When a thunderstorm hits, can it take out your power? Yes. Don't be left in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey sent you from 105.5 The Roar.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Summer is here, and it's time to make the living easy with Crasto Storm Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Crasto Storm Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanneman Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Crasto Storm Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylors.
Crasto Storm and Patio.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. We talked about Gary Woodland. Hey, you didn't give your take, your big NBA take, and I'm sure that Ben, the NBA fan, and Philpott, the NBA fan, will talk about the Anthony Davis trade.
I thought we were going to go the whole show without talking about it.
We mentioned it in the first segment.
Yeah.
Did you see the ball guy go off about how it's the worst thing ever happened to him?
Anthony Davis goes to the Lakers from the Pelicans for 3 first-round picks. Lonzo Ball. Who else?
Nah. A
couple other guys.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
See, here's the thing. There's very few differences. Well, there's a big difference in me and Philpott. He is a national play-by-play superstar.
Sure.
And I'm a local, very local peon.
One of you is verified on Twitter. The other is not.
That's right. That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
The other major difference is these guys love the summer. I think I'm right by saying this. They love the NBA, and they love the summer drama of the NBA, where the divas of the NBA are courted and pampered and reported upon the back pages of the New York Post and the Daily News of the latest rumors of where they could be meeting and how many touches they're being promised and how the they will get to control the team and who comes on the team. And
NBA Twitter is wild during the offseason.
What a bunch of divas.
Mm-hmm. You just don't like it. You're not a fan of it?
Where Kevin Durant ends up is so inconsequential. Is that the word I'm looking for? It's so insignificant in my life.
Yeah. But not to a Knicks fan or a Golden State fan.
We've talked for 2 years about it, though. Yeah, if you're that big a fan. Even if you're that big a fan, man, it's not worth 2 years of talking about.
Even when he's not going to play for a good portion of next season.
Yeah. It's not NBA, man.
Because he allegedly popped his Achilles.
Yeah, I'm just not NBA. So, but no, I'm sure they'll talk a lot about that. Hey, your thoughts on the Encarnacion? I love saying that one. Yeah. What's John Sterling's Encarnacion home run gonna be?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that. But I have thought about the fact that he's leading the American League in home runs right now. I have thought about the fact that the Yankees lineup is nothing short of extraordinary in terms of the nine they're going to trot out there when Judge and Stanton are back full-time.
What's the lineup?
You'll have Sanchez behind the dish.
Yep.
You'll have LeMahieu at third.
Yep.
Didi at short.
Sir Didi.
Yeah, Sir Didi, excuse me.
Torres
at second. You'll have Voit at first. Encarnacion will be your DH. Judge in right, Hicks in center, and Stanton left.
You know what that looks like? That looks like an NBA team.
That looks like an NBA team.
Man, that's a how big is Encarnacion? Let me see this whole thing right now. Encarnacion.
Spell like you say it. It's actually not that hard to spell.
Yeah, it's spelled exactly like you say it. He's only 6'1". I thought he's about 6'2 or 6'3".
He's a little bit older.
Oh, he's 36. He's old. Yeah. This is a rental, is what this is.
So, you sent your 26th best prospect to Seattle, who now becomes their 16th best prospect.
But Seattle's a seller now.
They are.
Seattle is selling off right now.
Blowing it up.
So let's go ahead and take advantage of that.
The texter gets in, what are your thoughts about Clint Frazier getting sent to the AAA?
Got
to
make room.
You got to make room.
And he needs to play every day.
You have Mike Tauchman on the roster right now.
Yeah.
As well, who can both play right field. And Frazier getting sent down might speak to his defense.
The defense a little bit. Tauchman is more athletic.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, stills, runs. He runs a little bit. He's a better defensive player and pinch runner. Tauchman's pretty athletic.
I think there's a chance that Clint gets dealt before the deadline for pitching.
Might be the case, yeah. But what the problem there, I mean, the thing is there that Frazier is still young, and Frazier's a better player than Tauchman.
No doubt.
But he needs to play every day because he's still young. Tauchman's just like a utility kind of guy. That's his role.
They're not willing to carry four guys on the bench.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Gardner as the extra outfielder right now. Because Tauchman's going to go down once Stanton comes back.
Yeah. That's right. That's exactly right. Stanton comes back tomorrow.
Evidently. Yes.
Judge next week.
Evidently.
You tell me in time for the London series.
I don't know why we're playing in London, but we're playing in London.
The craziest, stupidest.
Playing Boston in London.
That's crazy.
Taking a game away from Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park.
It's a money grab.
It's absolutely.
Is what that is. So I can't go along with that. Don't like that at all. Speaking of baseball, today you have Texas Tech Arkansas elimination game I was about to say Rosenblatt. It's not Rosenblatt. From the College World Series in Omaha. Boy, I just don't like the ballpark. It just feels weird looking at a minor league ballpark that's not Rosenblatt. I just don't like the ballpark at all. But tonight, Michigan and Florida State, 7 o'clock, the two winners are facing off. Tomorrow, elimination game, Louisville and Auburn. And in the winner's bracket tomorrow night, Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. We'll have a very good idea after tomorrow night, either Michigan, Florida State, and either Mississippi State or Vanderbilt will take their brackets by the throat. And see what comes out of all that. So from the College World Series, that's one of the bigger ones this week. This is not a very good sports week, buddy. This is not a, we're in that kind of post-U.S. Open in men where pro lacrosse and Major League Rugby comes on. I guess we'll look at the calendar and see what's coming up right now. But horse racing is over. Golf's really off now for a few weeks. I mean, they're playing, but they're not majors. And
no majors.
No majors. And golf. Golf. I get more tweets about that than anything else. But anyway, so it's kind of a slow time of sports. So we're going to talk. Guess what we'll do? We'll move our attention to college football starting tomorrow.
Are we going
to
do the running back conversation ever?
Yes, we'll start back with running back week.
Okay.
Starting tomorrow. And before I got off on the other stuff right here, just quickly, let me add my 2 cents about the little old Clemson.
Oh, please, yes.
I think you're right. I think that gets harder and harder and harder. You don't win.
It's a good thing, though, to not be that.
Yeah. We still want to be the old folksy, old little old, so we can't do anything. You know, we still want to play that card, but we're having a hard time playing that card. When you win 2 out of 3 national championships with more to come, with several more to come in the next several years, it makes that card much more difficult to play. But in the end, you can certainly try to play it if you might. But you can't get mad when other people won't let you play that card.
Juggernaut.
Yeah.
Powerhouse. I'd rather be a blue blood than anything else.
It's in football, it's terribly difficult to do. Look at some college polls here. And Boise State has kind of done it. That's a non-power five. It's terribly difficult to do. In college basketball, it's a little bit easier to do. We saw Virginia Commonwealth. We've seen Wichita State. We've seen what Gonzaga has turned into it. I think and Gonzaga still hadn't won the whole thing yet. But you see, little old Gonzaga, we kind of get some of that, right? Baseball, Coastal Carolina won it, but that was a short-lived one-term thing, you know, one-year kind of thing in there. That in football, it's still more difficult to do because it's still about resources, and it's about a little bit of geography and a lot of history and tradition and facilities and support and those kind of things. So it makes it more difficult there. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. I have two to forgive. Number one, I'll forgive you, Mr. War 24, for not knowing more about cricket. I thought you would have been a little cricket guy.
No. Cricket, it was like reading Chinese.
Okay. Now, I'll forgive you for it. Try to do some research on it for tomorrow's show. We need more cricket experts on here. We'll do that. The other thing, though, it reminds me of a conversation I heard yesterday. So I play in this little golf match yesterday morning, and the loser has to buy lunch, and a buddy of ours in his foursome had to buy our lunch. So we go to a restaurant, and Philpott walks in, by the way, so you know you're in a big place when Philpott walks in. But anyway.
Eagles landed.
Right. So the guy behind the counter, my buddy says, hey, I've got all four of these right here. And the little guy behind the counter is like, what? He said, I lost my golf match today, and I owe these guys lunch. And so the little guy behind the counter says, who knows nothing about golf, ask, well, what did you shoot? No, how'd you play? Whatever. How bad was it for you to lose? And the guy said, well, I shot 77 and lost to these three guys. And he said, but I shot 77. And the guy behind the counter says, out of what? So, and my guy says, well, obviously, the guy knows nothing about golf if you ask 77 out of what, right? Mm-hmm. And so the funniest part, this is the funny part of the story. My guy says, well, par is actually 72, and so I shot 77. And the guy goes, oh. Oh, man, like, well, you must be really, really, really terrible.
Would you card?
74.
74, two over, buddy? Come on.
Yeah,
huh?
I know.
Anybody break par?
No. The guy, of course, played tough right now. So, one, 274s and a 77, and the guys are competing for that part of it. Anyway, I missed a little birdie putt at 18 to.
Yeah, you hate to see that.
Through all that, yeah. Hey, we finished things up, buddy.
It's the only difference between you and Gary Woodland.
What is
it? You missed the birdie putts on 18, he makes them.
And he's a great American. He's a great guy. He's likable.
It's the only difference.
No, it's like he's talented. He's a former two sports star in college. He's won majors. He's really good. So there's a lot more differences in there. Anyway, let's get the music, buddy. 2 minutes, Joe. What do you have for me?
Did you see O.J. Simpson is now on Twitter?
I did.
Where he's low-key threatening people already in this. The evening or the day of his anniversary of his famous car chase in 94, June the 17th. Just something to keep an eye on. Don't make any fake O.J. Simpson Twitter accounts. Don't tweet at him. Maybe mute the account. Stay as far away as possible from O.J. Simpson on Twitter. A weird video from your boy O.J. over the weekend.
Yeah, and then there's some bad responses.
Not good.
To a couple things that he put out.